With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So meanwhile, up I-45, as the Texans here in Houston try to cobble together parts of their roster. Meanwhile, 4 hours to the north, the Cowboys are trying to get a deal done with Dak Prescott. And there were reports yesterday that in the aftermath of other reports that Dak Prescott had turned down $30 million a year, that Dak Prescott was looking for $40 million per year.
What, I don't know how you say it in Spanish.
Yeah, just...
$40 million a year.
$40 million a
year. Which would outpace the highest paid quarterbacks by $5 million or so.
$5 million, which is Russell Wilson, who's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, I don't believe, has won a... No, he won a playoff game, right? Did they win a playoff game this past year or not? I can't remember. But at any rate, Dak Prescott not nearly as accomplished as the other quarterbacks who are making in the $35 million a year range.
Right. So this has been shot down by at least a couple people since then. I think Florio and somebody else shot this down.
Yeah.
It sounds and feels a whole lot like something the Cowboys might have thrown out into the ether. And this is one thing I've noticed about Cowboys writers. Cowboys writers have a little bit of the Lakers writer in them, where they kind of feel they almost respect the organization a little too much, because Lakers writers are suspect with this. They write about the Lakers front office like the Lakers front office has a clue as to what they're doing, where clearly they don't. But Lakers writers are afraid to actually say it. Cowboys writers are the same way. And I noticed it last week when a few different Cowboys writers wrote that, well, the Cowboys have reportedly offered generous contracts to all three of these players. Like, generous? What the hell's generous about an offer?
Didn't it like say something like they
is
had
this not a business? What's that? A generous offer?
And the three players you're talking about are Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, and Dak Prescott, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't it say, I saw the article you're talking about, didn't they say something like they've given him generous offers even with a little bit of wiggle room?
Yeah, like there's still wiggle room at the top. Like, well, how generous was it if you're saying that also, but it could be even more generous.
Right, like you would have to be an imbecile to not ask for whatever's left with the wiggle room if you're one of those players,
yes.
Right?
So if you're, if you're ever in a business negotiation, the person offering you the contract says, this is a generous offer. This is the exact response you give them. What do I look like, a schmuck?
Yeah.
Generous?
Yes.
There's no generosity
yes.
here. You're offering me money for the services I'm providing you that you that are worth every penny.
And hold
generous.
Hold your coffee mug the way you're holding it right now.
That's right.
I feel like when you hold it and you wave your coffee mug at somebody while you say, do you think I'm a schmuck?
I honestly, if somebody tries to pull that crap with me, I get very indignant about it. Like, you're generous now. My goodness. Well, you know what that means? Then if you're genuinely generous, you're being a bad business person.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
There's no generosity here. We're exchanging goods and services. So the Cowboys have their beat writers kind of under their thumb, and they'll go out and report anything they tell them to. So somebody from the Cowboys likely said, we offered them, they're demanding $40 million a year, and they just go ahead and run with it.
Yeah, note to self, don't ever negotiate with Seth Payne. So just I have a couple questions on this thing, Seth, when it comes to this Dak Prescott deal. And I like Dak Prescott. I was one of the big Dak defenders coming out of college. You can go back and find it in writing. This is one of those things where you write five times a week like I do for the Houston Press. You can go back and pretty much find all of my sports thoughts, for better or worse, over the last 10 years. And I promise you, if you go Google my name and Dak Prescott, you will find not only articles saying I thought the Texans should draft Dak Prescott in 2016, but you will find an article saying that even after they signed Brock Osweiler in 2016... that they should draft Dak Prescott. So I was I liked Dak coming out of Mississippi State, so I was not wildly surprised that as a fourth-round pick that Dak Prescott became something in the NFL, that he became a starting quarterback, a productive starting quarterback in the NFL. I guess my question would be, if I'm the Cowboys, I mean, Dak's good, right? I mean, he's in the upper half of quarterbacks. I don't know that he's in the upper third of quarterbacks. I don't know that his ceiling is maybe, you know, top 10 or top 12, something like that. Why? I don't know why the Cowboys seem so motivated to get a deal done with him when he has a year left on his rookie deal, and they can go the Kirk Cousins route if they want to.
Because I think this is where you are right now. Like, the quarterback position is still so important that a quarterback does have their team over a barrel when it comes to, what are you going to do without me? It's like, because it's not so simple as going out and getting a Kirk Cousins. And is that really, is that your ideal scenario too? Like, hey, we can get Kirk Cousins. Like,
no.
Who I'm not still convinced is actually a good NFL quarterback.
No, it's not. But I'm not convinced Dak Prescott is a really good NFL quarterback yet.
But that becomes the going rate.
Yeah.
Is that like, okay, you're going to have to pay $30 million a year. You know, like whether the guy's actually a good quarterback or not. Now, what teams have gotten good at doing, and I would imagine this is what the Cowboys are doing, is turning these things into two-year deals. You know, Colin Kaepernick had a huge deal, but it was really a two-year deal. But like
Derek Carr.
Yeah, Derek Carr. Like, these are all deals that teams can get out of after 2 years. It's just that the going rate has gotten that high for quarterbacks. So I'm more surprised if it's actually that Dak Prescott's side is digging in. But they also, I think they need to be careful, because look at Jerry Jones and what he's learned. In his personal experience, they took an undrafted rookie.
Yes.
And turned him into a perennial Pro Bowl caliber quarterback in Tony Romo.
Yep.
And then they took, and this is kind of what Jerry likes doing these days. It's got this weird, I think he almost trusts the ability of the star to turn anybody into a star. Like he's hung on to Jason Garrett as his coach for how long now, with no real evidence that he should, but because it works, kind of, he's keeping with him. So I think likewise, he's going to look at Dak Prescott and say, all right, well, let's see. I already did it with an undrafted rookie. Now we've kind of turned you, Dak Prescott, into maybe more of a star than you should be just because you played for the Cowboys as a third rounder. What, am I terrified that everything's going to fall apart if we lose you?
Yeah.
I don't think he is. I don't think Dak Prescott has as much leverage as he thinks he does.
I don't either. And I think it's a great point. This is an owner/general manager who's managed to go through the last 13 years in the NFL with, I would say, very much above average quarterback play with zero draft pedigree. Romo, literally zero draft pedigree. He wasn't drafted. As you just said, he was undrafted, and they got a decade of football out of him. High-level football at times with Tony Romo, and Dak Prescott, a fourth-round guy. Now, let's keep in mind, if I were Jerry Jones and he were asking me, if Jerry Jones, we were sitting in Jerry Jones's office, Seth, and he were to bring up, hey, why would I give Dak Prescott $30 million a year? I found him in the fourth round. I found Romo on the street. He was holding up a sign that said, we'll play football for food, and I found him, and he became a 10-year starter in the league. I would say to Jerry Jones this. I would say, I don't know what your situation was when you went and got Romo, what other quarterbacks you were looking at, but just keep in mind, Jerry, that in the draft where you drafted Dak Prescott, you tried to make moves to go get Paxton Lynch and Connor Cook before drafting Dak Prescott. So let's not act like you were just sitting there in your recliner in the war room there, just laying out, waiting for Dak Prescott to fall to you in the fourth round. You were trying to make moves for quarterbacks who are both already on their second teams.
They were within
from 2016. Paxton Lynch is on his second team in Seattle. Connor Cook is on his second team with whoever he's with now. He's not with the Raiders anymore.
Well, they could have had Johnny Manziel is who they actually wanted.
In 2014, that's right. Another one.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, they could have been sitting there with Johnny Manziel for at least a little while. And you're exactly right. It's not that simple. But, like, are you going to expect Jerry Jones to be the one that does the rational thing or makes the rational decision?
No, that's what I'm saying.
That.
He needs me in the room with him to remind him of
Well,
that.
He has his son. Steven's.
He's rational.
Steven's the rational one.
Yeah.
Who kind of understands what he's doing.
Kind of, sort of.
So when you're bringing up Kirk Cousins, you're saying, why not just let him ride it out?
I don't mean going and finding the next Kirk Cousins. I mean doing what Washington did with Kirk Cousins, which obviously wound up with them losing Kirk Cousins now. But look, if you want to offer Dak Prescott $40 million a year, you can do it next year too.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have control over him. The fact of the matter is, you still have exclusivity with Dak Prescott if you want it for three more seasons. For three more seasons. Next season and two franchise tags.
And are you going to be willing to, and just teams are very, very hesitant to do that with their quarterbacks. Even with Blake Bortles, where they could have just had Blake Bortles play under his fifth-year option. They gave him an extension in Jacksonville.
Well, that was just stupid.
That was just, if Jacksonville were another team, like a high-profile team, that would have been sliced and diced so many ways. The whole Blake Bortles, and then the fact that you passed up on Pat Mahomes for Blake Bortles, just to, you extended Blake Bortles to and didn't draft Pat Mahomes, like all that. Just absurd how bad that was. So, but teams, like, you couldn't see the Texans. Could you see the Texans just letting Deshaun Watson ride out and play under the franchise tag.
No, but I think Deshaun Watson is a clearly better player. Right. Than Dak Prescott.
I'm trying to think of like what that feels and looks like when you have a lame duck quarterback. And I guess that's what it becomes. Is it just like with a coach, how you don't quite want a lame duck coach. You don't want a lame duck quarterback.
That could be.
Gotta stop respecting him as much.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And it's not like Washington succeeded during the time when they were doing that with Kirk Cousins either. They were a 500 football team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.